Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots, you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events most of all. Thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every Sunday morning, 7 a.m., right here on Go Country 105. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, Chris Bissonnette, Society for Financial Awareness. Welcome, Mr. Chris.
Good morning. Thank you for having me back.
Glad to have you with us. Let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. So a lot of times we have our show, we go through a real fixed format, but because we've got a limited amount of time with our friend Chris today, we're going to drop the format. We're going to go ad lib, and we're going to get right to it. So Chris is with the Society for Financial Awareness, nonprofit organization, one of Chris's specialties. No, I'm not going to say he's special in everything, and I'm sure many people will agree with me, but he's a wizard when it comes to college financial planning. I don't know if he's a wizard in college, but he is a wizard when it comes to college financial planning. So many people are of the opinion that, you know, you get what you get, you don't pitch a fit when it comes to funding for college. And if you're fortunate enough, there's a couple of organizations, not too many of them, that will really help you understand what the nuances are, because I don't know about you, but most people have no idea what they don't know, right? Maybe you know what you don't know. I don't know what I don't know, right? And I know that sounds kind of quirky, but I never knew until I started chatting with Chris a few years ago how much you can do with financial planning and with your assets. And yeah, I know I'm predominantly home and mortgage, and we are your consumer advocate. But Chris has some concepts here to help you get more money from the colleges. So let's start off right there, Chris. One of the things that baffled me, I want you to talk to a little bit about for us, is I hear this regularly. Here's my biggest thing when I say, did you consult a professional about getting your college financing in order? And they say, well, I make way too much money. There's no way I'm going to ever get any financial aid. What are you telling people then?
I say if you make $10 million or more annually, you should file the FAFSA, the free application. If you make a ton of money, doesn't matter. You still file the free application for federal student aid. And one of the reasons is some colleges require it for merit-based aid, which would be aid based on your grades or could be based on sports. They require the FAFSA to qualify for that. So you know what? No one knows that. And so again, to your point is, I would say 99% of Americans, and I mean Americans because other countries, college is different how it works, they just do it completely wrong. They don't have any plan and they leave a ton of money on the table.
Wasn't there a statistic that was something like, what, $2 billion or some significant number of billions of dollars were left on the table by people that just didn't file that could have in the financial world?
Yes, $2.8 billion. I think the latest numbers, $2.8 billion was unclaimed in federal aid, just the federal aid, because 30% of people going to college, 30, 35% don't file this FAFSA form. Because one, they don't think they'll qualify. Two, they don't understand it. Three, they're too busy. It's like filing your taxes. And so I tell everyone, especially if they're going to an expensive school, and a lot of them are $80,000 a year now. So USC, which is popular here, is $82,000. Your alma mater is like $80,000, Chapman. And when you're going to drop $300,000 on an expense, because that's what it is. It's not like you're buying a house. You can't sell your degree. You're going to drop $300,000 on an expense. You better talk to a professional and how to complete the forms. And maybe even prior to completing them, there could be some easy moves you make to qualify for more aid from the government and from the school. We also want money from the school and even from the state through like a Cal Grant in California.
So here's another myth that I want you to tell me whether what's the truth. Is it more expensive generally to go to Harvard or to go to Cal State Fullerton?
Usually it's going to be Cal State Fullerton, because if you get into Harvard,
it's going to be more expensive.
It's going to be a lot of times it'll be more expensive to go to a Cal State Fullerton, a Cal State Long Beach, a UCI. These schools that are local and that are 24 to, let's say, 38,000 a year, it'll be more expensive than to go to a school that's $70,000 a year plus. Why? Because they're going to give you a ton of money to go there if you get in. And sometimes they'll pay for the whole thing if you show financial need.
So I could go to Chapman University for potentially, I'm not, no promises here.
Not maybe not anymore. Maybe not anymore. It's tough to get into now. I'm kidding with you. But.
Yeah, you're right. I probably couldn't get in there anymore. You're right. But maybe they have a legacy program for old guys that went there before it was a university. Mm. But potentially, Chapman could be less money out of my family's pocket than Cal State Fullerton.
Could be. Now, when I run the numbers, Chapman, a lot of times I don't get a ton of aid for them. They use the FAFSA. You want schools, ideally, not to get too complicated, they use the institutional methodology, which is an additional FAFSA called the profile, because the profile schools, which are like your top 2% in the country, they have all this money to give you. So you brought up Harvard. Harvard has $45 billion, more than half the countries on earth. So they have tons of money to give students if you get it.
I love that idea when you can go to one of those schools. Now, you know, in this day and age, some of the schools got to check their curriculums anymore. But the whole idea here, we're just talking finances, that positioning your finances properly. And it's kind of, Chris, am I right here? It's almost like do it like you mentioned this earlier, like doing your taxes, right? If you understand what you're doing properly, you know, there's some tools that you have that, you know, I share with people all the time, right? If you pay your credit card bill the right way, it's going to increase your FICO score. If you have your assets positioned properly, then you can increase your money that you get and receive. Is that correct?
Exactly. So like the FICO score, if you want to call it, you know, kind of assimilate that, for college, there's a factor they use called your expected family contribution, EFC. They're going to change the name of it next year to the Student Aid Index, I think is what they're calling it, because expected family contribution, people think that's the chunk of money they put in. It's based on that, but it is a factor based on income and assets for the family, parents and student. So it's like this complicated matrix. But if you do it right, which I do for clients, you can qualify for an additional $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 per year to schools by sometimes just a couple simple moves.
Well, I'm going to share something personal here, right? So what, 2 years ago, maybe a year ago, my sister was filling out her own FAFSA, which I never recommend anybody doing it on their own, but she was doing her own FAFSA. And you made the comment to me, okay, does she own her own house? And I said, yes. And you said 90% of the people get this wrong. What's the value of your house, or what's your equity in your house? Mm-hmm. Explain that a little bit, Chris.
Yeah. So a lot of these forms, now the FAFSA right now, I think is 117 questions. And with the supplemental questions is over 200. And, you know, when you're going down this rabbit hole, for most Americans, they're just going to bum rush through this thing and not fill it out correctly. What's the value of your house? Unfortunately, people, you know, they like to embellish. What's the value of your house? Oh, hey, it's worth $1 million. Well, we don't want to, you know, put like the high end. We want to put what's the tax assessed value. The tax assessed value, as you know, with most properties is far less. So you take your tax assessed value minus your mortgage. That's the amount of money that you should be putting on there for the real estate value. And sometimes that is, I mean, saves people $10,000 a year just with that move. Same with a business. A business, people think my business is worth a gazillion dollars. Well, that's not the answer. The answer is what's the fire sale value? You got to sell it this week. Well, it's probably half or a third of what you were thinking. Well, that could be huge. That could save you $20,000 a year. So it helps, I think, at least the first time when someone's going through this complicated process to work with someone who's filled them out, but more importantly, knows the strategy to fill them out. Unfortunately, the schools, they help you fill it out, but there's no, let's look at your taxes, let's look at assets. They're not allowed to do that. And if you could save $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, I have some families with two kids in college. They'll save $400,000 on college, or like what they would have spent or paid before they had worked with me.
So just because you listen to Ron Siegel Radio right here on Go Country 105, Chris just gave you two tips that could potentially save you tens of thousands of dollars on your college expenses. Now, Chris, does that only go one time? So if I've got four kids, I don't. Mm-hmm. And I save $20,000 on my expected family contribution. That's going to happen four times 20, right?
Or that's a good point. So if, let's say you had two kids in college at the same time. They're going to take that expected family contribution number. Let's say it's 40,000, and they're going to do it 20,000 for each student. So yes, it would affect everybody with that move as far as how you list your assets. But I do want to bring this up. The good old United States, not this fall, but the following fall. So like the 23-24, or maybe it's 22-23 year, they're not splitting that EFC anymore. So the EFC for two kids in college would be 40,000 for the one, 40,000 for the other. So almost, if you have two kids in college at the same time, it potentially is almost doubling the cost for U.S. families in about 2 years.
Get them to school quicker is what you're saying then.
Yeah, or just get your EFC down. You know, I guess the key is to get the – so a lot of families, they always want to save all this money for college. The key from what I've been – you know, my experience is you want to come in to college on fumes, right? Like, we got nothing, right? You're just coasting in on fumes. No assets, hopefully a low income. And again, you know, all this can be done legally. You can defer income. You can – they don't count retirement assets. They don't count like certain other things as well, life insurance, some insurance. There's ways that you can properly do it if you have a little bit of a running start. Unfortunately, because of everything we, you know, our complicated lives, the pandemic and just, you know, whatever it is, families don't plan for college till the kid's like graduating his senior year in high school. And then it's like this bum rush process. But if they plan early, freshman, sophomore year in high school, take the practice SAT, because I still think they should do an SAT or ACT, and you have time to reposition things, I mean, I have a family that'll probably save $400,000 from college expenses for their two kids and went to elite schools, and they're paying very little because they plan properly.
So how long in advance do you have to really start this planning process?
Well, you can do it 6 months before filling out the FAFSA, at least start getting an idea. You know, FAFSA can be completed October 1st. So this October, you can start filling out the FAFSA for the following school year. So 22-23, you can start doing that starting October. So as long as I connect with people, sometimes I do a lot of workshops in August and September with the Orange County Public Library and the United Way. You could reposition things a week before you fill out the FAFSA if you know what you're doing.
So when we come back, I want to talk to you about a little bit about a couple of issues, Chris. Number one is, what is the, is there a look back period? You know, in certain things, they look back at your assets. Yeah, the other thing is, once they make a decision, once you get an offer letter, is that the end of the story? We'll talk more with Chris Bissonette, Society of Financial Awareness, when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We've got a real-time real estate segment. We've got a little bit of Your Credit Matters. And yes, I'm going to tell you how you can solve a $45,000 appraisal gap with $5,000 in cash. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Inflation is here. Prices are up all around. How much is your income up? Are you sitting on your home equity? Are you ready to put your money to work? The solution could be the Realty Pro 100 Wealth Builder Program that may increase your net worth up to $75,000 per year. For details on the Realty Pro 100 Wealth Builder Program, text My Wealth Builder to 79564. Again, text My Wealth Builder to 79564. Licensed under DRE number 02059058.
Blue Water Credit Repair is the industry leader in fixing bad credit. Did you know a 40-point increase in your credit score can save you $40,000 on a home loan and $4,000 on a car loan? You deserve good credit and peace of mind. Take the first step today and go to BlueWaterCredit.com and register for a free consultation from one of their credit repair experts. That's BlueWaterCredit.com.
Are you paying rent because you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you paying rent because you don't believe you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? At Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
Trimming of your retirement does not include losing your house. However, due to today's lower stock market, higher medical bills, and taxes, many retirees face this very problem. This is why it is necessary that you, as a baby boomer considering retirement within the next 10 years, understand reverse mortgages and what one could do for you or your parents. A reverse mortgage could make it possible for you or your parents to travel, buy a second home, or start a new business. For more information about reverse mortgages, just call our off-air number at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit realestateradiowithron.com and click the free workshop button.
Are you tired of paying rent? Are you tired of paying someone else's mortgage? Do you know qualified folks can potentially purchase a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket? Ron Siegel can help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rate. If you're tired of paying someone else's mortgage, reach out to Ron today at ronismylender.com. That's ronismylender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference and the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. You can find us, Ron Siegel Radio, on all the socials, or every Sunday morning, 7 a.m., right here on Go Country 105. Chatting this morning, Chris Bissonette is in the House Society of Financial Awareness. SOFA is the nonprofit organization that he represents. We're chatting about college financial planning. Why would we talk about college financial planning on a home finance mortgage connection program? Well, we talk about everything that affects the roof over your head or your bank account. So colleges, they do affect your bank account. And one of the things that one of the biggest items that we encounter at Ron Siegel Radio and with our lending team is student one of the biggest challenges is dealing with student loans. Right. When someone graduates from college or they're still in college, if you've got a boatload of student loans, that's going to affect your purchasing power of your new home. Even if you think that they're deferred, well, then sometimes it's even worse if they're in deferment. So the idea with that we're talking to Chris about, how do we deal with this not deferred and not have to pay the money back? Right.
Yeah,
so if you say that, Chris.
Yes, the goal is no loans. We want to ideally. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So one of the things that I wanted to chat that we talked about in the last segment, if you missed it, you missed a lot, right? Is Chris, in a lot of areas that we deal with, I know when you're dealing with the Medicare and Medi-Cal and some of these other benefits from the government, if you position your assets, they have this look back period. Mm-hmm. Are you dealing with that in college financial planning?
That's a really good question. So yes, the look back period I think applies for like Medicare. People want it has a 5-year look back. People try and show like they have no money so they can qualify for, you know, inexpensive healthcare through the government. With the FAFSA, the free application for federal student aid, which you can file annually, the look back period is the day of the FAFSA. So the day before you could do something, and then the day of the FAFSA is what they go by. There is no look back.
Good. And obviously, if you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, we will not ever give you anything that is illegal, right? I'm about as square as they come. Yes, I know I look round, but I'm a real square kind of guy. So when Chris gives you the dates, he's telling you exactly what the law is. So, and Chris, in the last segment, you were saying, okay, get rid of your assets. But then you also said, you know, insurance products may not count.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the FAFSA and the CSS profile, the more elite schools use, they never count retirement assets. Okay. So you always have that going for you. The FAFSA doesn't count home equity. So you have that going for you. The CSS profile does. They count home equity. The FAFSA does not count insurance, like annuities and life insurance cash values are not factored. However, the profile does count annuities. So, like I said, it's kind of a matrix, and it's a little confusing because if you apply to a lot of schools, ideally you want to be going in there the first time you apply with everything set up correctly, because a lot of schools put a lot of emphasis on that first year. They realize people wise up, talk to their friends, and then the second year when they fill out their forms, oh poof, look, we don't have anything or not as much. So schools are on, you know, they're aware of that, especially the elite schools. So ideally, yes, if you do title things or have them in places that maybe they won't count, it's going to lower your EFC number. But the income will always trump it. So if you have an income over 400,000, it becomes a little more of a challenge to get the EFC down. But again, it could be 400,000, especially with two kids in college. You can still get need-based aid based on financial need, even with a $400,000 income.
That's a lot of income to be going in and saying, okay, I need help. I need help.
Yeah. Well, if the school's 80 grand a year, right? If the school's 80 or 82, USC's 82 grand a year, and you got two or three kids, well, that's a big chunk of money.
It doesn't matter what school you're going to, it's a chunk of money. Now, here's the other question that I have for you, Chris, is so I get a letter from the school, a letter that's offering me acceptance. Or my child or grandchild.
Yeah, you'll get your acceptance letter, and then you'll get an award letter. So every year, the student in their portal, or it gets emailed, says, here's your 21-22 award letter. And I'll use USC as an example because I'm working with those right now. The cost of attendance is $82,000. Of that, $60,000 is tuition, room and board, books, blah, blah, 82 grand. From that, we're giving you qualify for a Pell Grant of $5,000. You've got a USC scholarship of $30,000, and then you're responsible for, this $40,000, for example.
So Pell Grant has the word grant in it, so I assume that does not have to get paid back.
So we're looking for grants, gifts, scholarships. That's what you want, grants, gifts, scholarships. None of those are paid back.
So you could even have a dean's grant or a president's grant or gift or something along those lines from the school. None of those get paid back.
None of those have to be paid back. So ideally, one, if you can get the Pell Grant, that shows the U.S. government that, look, I've qualified for the income grant. Then that usually will open the door to the school money as well because you qualify for the federal Pell Grant.
So once I have that and I still don't have enough money to get to school, can I challenge it? Is it just one and done?
Yeah, that's a great question. Very few people know this. I didn't really know this until I delved into this years ago. But you can do what's called an appeal or sometimes called financial renegotiation. So you basically, and I work with a company that files the FAFSA and they help me with put these letters together. But it'll say you offered us this, our calculations right to the dollar is this on the FAFSA and the EFC. Looks like your offer is about $27,000 lights, basically. And we want to go to this school, but we're like to be reconsidered for more aid. The best I've done so far was I had one go from 30,000 to 50,000 for a college in New York. And then I also had another college go from a $3,000, an $8,000 gift or $8,000 scholarship to the school. And after we sent the financial appeal, they changed it to $41,000. So they increased it $33,000 by just emailing in a letter. And even the client was like, "Is it what? I'm like, you guys need to be celebrating. You've got $50,000 in financial aid to this $80,000 school, and you would have got nothing if you hadn't, done some strategy planning."
That's amazing because there's nobody really out there talking about this stuff, Chris. I mean, and I know that you go to some of the libraries and you've got an agreement because of through the nonprofit to go and educate people. Yes. But, I don't even, there's a library that's like, I could probably walk there and I don't walk very far with bad knees. And I have no idea what kind of programs they put on. Mm-hmm. But, you've got this program there. You're giving it out for free. Do you get a lot of people at your workshops?
When I did it 2 years ago, I think I'd have like maybe 6-8 people. Different. I went to about 10 different libraries throughout Orange County. It was a cool experience. Wayne and Park, Irvine, Laguna Beach. It was fun. During the pandemic,
you weren't necessarily in the really low-income areas. You're going to Laguna Beach and you're dealing with high net worth individuals there.
I kind of went to libraries I wanted to go to. I live kind of in Irvine. I went to Long Beach. I did visit. I went to, it was kind of a neat experience going to these libraries because they're kind of neat structures and just getting to meet the people. But I definitely educated a lot of people, and I'd have people from the schools come, and they usually tell me the same thing, which is, I've never seen a presentation like yours. You know, you're going to have a strategy. We're just showing you how to fill out the forms, but you're showing you how to pay less.
So here's the idea, Chris, because, you know, on Go Country, we're talking to people all over Southern California. One of the things that may be a benefit from the pandemic is, have you gotten good at using Zoom so we can call you from Ventura to talk and get some information from you?
I am a Zoom expert at this point. So I do everything Zoom. For all your listeners, anybody who's interested, I'll make this available to them, Ron, because you're such a good guy. And I definitely want to help out, you know, Americans with this, as I call it, the college planning dilemma and student loan crisis. That's the name of my presentation. Anybody who reaches out to me, they can just Google Christopher Bissonette. I'll come right up. I'm on LinkedIn, all the social media. They email me or call me. I'll do a 10-minute complimentary Zoom, whatever, 10, 15, whatever they want. And I'll go through how the college financial aid process works. There's no obligation to do business with me. If they want to hire me to do stuff such as file their FAFSA and help them with it, they can, but it's not required.
That's beautiful. We really appreciate that, Chris. It's a big benefit to help us out and help all of the Go Country listeners, is because, you know, we want to get educated. You need that college education. You need to get what you can. And there's a lot of benefits out there that people just don't know about. They're not taking advantage of them because they don't know they're there. Right. So the education part of that. And obviously I know how to get a hold of Chris. So if you don't remember his name, if you don't spell it properly, just call me at 800-306-1990. I am more than happy to put you in touch with our friend Chris Bissonette. I know you got to run, Chris, but I really appreciate you taking a few minutes to come and chat with the listeners on Ron Siegel Radio and Go Country. We're going to continue our conversations when we come back. We're going to talk about, what do you do when you've got a gap between the purchase price you agreed to on a home and the appraised value? We're going to go through an example. Maybe your situation may not be your situation, but we can get you a precise measure for you as well. But $45,000 gap, and you're only going to spend an extra $5,000 to cover that? We're going to talk about that and more. You can reach me anytime, off air number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, no longer. But then again, you can reach us on YouTube. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 210-37, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Blue Water Credit Repair is the industry leader in fixing bad credit. Did you know a 40-point increase in your credit score can save you $40,000 on a home loan and $4,000 on a car loan? You deserve good credit and peace of mind. Take the first step today and go to BlueWaterCredit.com and register for a free consultation from one of their credit repair experts. That's BlueWaterCredit.com.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference in the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you tired of paying rent? Are you tired of paying someone else's mortgage? Do you know qualified folks can potentially purchase a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket? Ron Siegel can help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. If you're tired of paying someone else's mortgage, reach out to Ron today at ronismylender.com. That's ronismylender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Inflation is here. Prices are up all around. How much is your income up? Are you sitting on your home equity? Are you ready to put your money to work? The solution could be the Realty Pro 100 Wealth Builder Program that may increase your net worth up to $75,000 per year. For details on the Realty Pro 100 Wealth Builder Program, text My Wealth Builder to 79564. Again, text My Wealth Builder to 79564. Licensed under DRE 02059058.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions, as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today, being brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. When you're ready for that next home loan, Geneva, they've got the programs and the products. You just need to make the call, 800-306-1990. So here it is. It's happening all over Southern California right now. I hear it on a regular basis. Right? Are you going to contract on a new purchase of a home? Properties are selling so quickly right now. They get into bidding wars for the properties. And when you get into these bidding wars, and the properties end up going for more money than they were listed for. And then you have to worry about getting that appraisal in, unless you're one of the 25% of the people that are paying cash for their house. But the vast majority, obviously, 25% are paying cash, which means 75% are not. Right? So here's the issue. What are you going to do if the appraisal comes in at lower than what you agreed to purchase the property for? But you want the property. Right, I hear a lot of people say, well, I'm not going to pay more than that appraised value. Okay, I get it. That's your choice. I'm not going to tell you what the property is worth, but I'll tell you exactly what every single property is worth in America. Every one of them. The property is worth exactly what a willing buyer will pay a willing seller. What a willing buyer will pay a willing seller. That is what a property is worth. Now, what is going to happen? What are you going to do? What is the appraiser going to say? He's not going to go. Now, the appraiser doesn't care about what your contract says. They're going to look at it because they want to see if there's any quirks in there that they need to know about. But the appraiser's job is to tell the lender what the value is of the collateral. What does the appraiser believe the value is of the collateral? What is the appraiser, what's going to happen to that lender if they have to foreclose on the property and get their money back? That's what the appraiser's job is. So what I'm going to share with you right now is something that you don't hear everywhere. Maybe you only hear it on Ron Siegel Radio. So you got a property that the buyer and the seller have come to terms on a $420,000 purchase price, 20% down, $336,000 loan amount. You call your favorite lender, Ron Siegel Radio, and the Siegel Lending Team, and they tell you that the interest rate, the best rate you qualify for today, based on your credit profile, FICO score, income, down payment, property type, all of that, is 3.125. I'm not guaranteeing anybody's going to get an interest rate. I'm not guaranteeing any loans. I'm not telling anybody any of that information. I'm just saying for this educational example, 3.125 is the interest rate we're using in this educational example. By the way, for those of you keeping score, that would be a 3.279 APR. Payment on the property, $1,734.17. And by the time you put your down payment and your closing costs, you're looking at $90,489.50. Can we call that $90,500, please? Just because it's a little easier for me. I'm old. All right, so we're going to call the cash to close $90,500. First example, the appraisal comes in $25,000 short, $395,000. But you've agreed to $420,000. You're happy with the property. That's the property you want. You're going to be living there a while. Now we're going to still go with the same loan amount, $336,000. We're going to still use the same interest rate, 3.125. Again, for those of you keeping score, that now we're going to use a 3.31 APR. What's that going to do to your payment? Absolutely nothing. So those of you that think an APR has an effect on your payment, it does not. So the payment, still $1,734.17, has not changed. The only thing that's really changed in this scenario is we need a few more dollars to close the transaction. No, not $25,000, because that wouldn't be a few. That's a lot. But what I am going to say is you're going to need about $1,300 additional to close the transaction. That's going to be added to your cash to close. So now you're looking at $91,766.30. I know we're getting pretty precise here, but think about the way that works. So I just showed you how you have a $25,000 appraisal gap, and you're going to need an extra $1,300 to cover that gap. Think about that concept, because that could be very, very meaningful to you. Let's take it the next step further. Let's go even farther out, and let's say that that property that we agreed to a $420,000 contract on is valued by the appraiser. He just says, here's what the value of the collateral is, Mr. Banker. He says $375,000, $45,000 appraisal gap. We're going to still do the same loan amount, $336,000. We're going to still do the same interest rate, 3.125. But the APR did change a little bit to 3.402. Payment stayed the same. Remember, if we have the same loan amount and the same interest rate, the APR doesn't affect the payment amount. So our payment is still the same, $1,734.17. The only thing that changed here is we're going to need $95,529.50 to come in as a closing amount. So we've had to add, from our original number, we had to come in with about $5,000, a little over $5,000 more to cover $45,000 in the appraisal. $45,000 variance there. And I'm going to show you how you did that. I just showed you how you're going to do that for $5,000. Now, if you're in this situation, you may be looking, you may have called one of those online guys and they're just telling you, actually, you don't get to call an online guy, do you? You just put the information in, and if you don't know how to do that, well, you're in trouble. But if you call 800-306-1990, you can talk to Kendra. She can show you exactly how this works. The team will put together an exact scenario for your situation. Now, remember, I did this based on a $420,000 agreed amount price. We did it on 20% down payment. We showed a $25,000 and a $45,000 appraisal gap. Both ways we demonstrated both of those for you. Are you buying a house for $420,000? Yeah, probably not. Is your credit profile the exact same as what we were demonstrating here? I would venture to guess no, just because nobody has, very rarely do we ever see two people that have the exact same credit profile. Now, what do we mean by a credit profile? There's, I think the numbers, I don't know, 20 or 30 different, what we call loan level price adjustments. What are loan level price adjustments? You go from a base rate of interest rate, and you're going to filter in, what is the FICO score? Good, great, excellent, horrible. Not bankable, call a friend, right? Something along those lines. Put in there, what is the debt-to-income ratio? What is the loan-to-value? Are we looking at a single family residence? Are we looking at a condominium, mobile home? Right. All of those things go into the profile, and they look at it and they come up with numbers and they say, okay, this is what you qualify for based on your unique situation. So where we did 3.125. Now, also, interest rates change all day long. You ever watch the stock market, the business channel, right? The bond market's in there and it's fluctuating and going up and going down and going sideways. When I looked at the market earlier today, I was looking at it and the 10-year treasury was down 1 basis point. Now it's down 2 basis points, right? So these things are changing all the time. The mortgage-backed securities, they were flat earlier. Now they're down 2 basis points, which means interest rates are up ever so slightly. They're changing all day, every day. So when I use that 3.125, I'm not saying that's a number you can use. It may be lower tomorrow. It may be higher tomorrow. I don't know. So that's why you want to get in and get a consultation that's free with the team. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and financial markets. When we come back, got a Your Credit Matters segment, real-time real estate segment, and more. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Inflation is here. Prices are up all around. How much is your income up? Are you sitting on your home equity? Are you ready to put your money to work? The solution could be the Realty Pro 100 Wealth Builder Program that may increase your net worth up to $75,000 per year. For details on the Realty Pro 100 Wealth Builder Program, text MyWealthBuilder to 79564. Again, text MyWealthBuilder to 79564. Licensed under DRE number 02059058.
Are you tired of paying rent? Are you tired of paying someone else's mortgage? Do you know qualified folks can potentially purchase a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket? Ron Siegel can help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rate. If you're tired of paying someone else's mortgage, reach out to Ron today at ronismylender.com. That's ronismylender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call Ron Siegel at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation mortgage adoption plan. You be the judge if it's right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to map@ronsiegelradio.com or call today Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporation and MLS 217037 and DCAL BRE number 01869452.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference and the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. The digest, it's going to tell you exactly what the market believes about your property. It's going to tell you what the county recorder knows about your property. And it's compliments of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. You'll get a weekly email from the team. Six reasons to celebrate National Home Ownership Month. Home Ownership Month. I like that. Maybe the word of the day, home ownership. Word of the day, home ownership. Our home, so much more than houses we live in. For many, they've also become our workplaces, schools for our children, safe harbors in which we've weathered the toughest moments of a global pandemic. Today, 65.6% of Americans call their homes their own, a rate that has risen to its highest point in 8 years. As National Home Ownership Month kicks off this June, homeowners have every reason to celebrate. A survey by Gallup just ranked real estate as the best investment you can make for the 8th year in a row. However, unlike other investment options, the benefits of owning a home are not purely financial. Here are the top ways Americans are winning by owning a home. Non-financial benefits, we'll do those first. One, civic participation. Owning a home is part of your neighborhood. Homeowners have a stronger connection to their neighborhoods and are more committed to volunteer work and other ways to get involved. Number two, pride of ownership. Owning a home is having a space that is uniquely yours. You can customize it to your personal liking and make it reflect your personality and values. A safe space is number three. Owning a home gives you a sense of security and privacy, two things that have become even more valuable as we've tackled the challenges of the recent health crisis. Financial benefits, number one, forced savings. Owning a home builds equity. Your equity grows with each payment you make toward your mortgage. This form of forced savings can be used down the road to help you accomplish your biggest financial goals. Number two is appreciation. Owning a home is making an investment that steadily gains value. And experts project home values will continue to rise in the years to come. Number three is stability. Owning a home means having better control over your future housing payments. Over the years, a mortgage stays relatively steady, but rent costs continue to rise. Mortgage stays relatively steady? Yeah, if you've got a 30-year fixed-rate loan, it's not changing. Now, maybe your insurance will change. Maybe your taxes will change. But your mortgage is not changing. That's going to be steady for those 30 years. Although it could go down if you want it to, right? Sometimes there's opportunities to refinance into a lower rate. And we know that yesterday started out a new program with Fannie Mae. The Fannie Mae Refi Now program started yesterday. And if you qualify, there are some qualifications required for it. You could save some money if you haven't refinanced your home yet, or maybe you refinanced it and there's an opportunity to get a better interest rate. So it's the Fannie Refi Now program that just went into effect yesterday, if you're listening to us on Go Country 7 a.m. Sunday morning. So yeah, we do have that stability. The bottom line, if you own your home, take this time, this June, to celebrate the ways home ownership has added value to your life. If you hope to become a homeowner this year, let's get on a plan. Get home ready. So we call it get home ready. Get on a plan to buy your own home, to own your own home. It's a pretty simple process. Get the interest, get your credit report evaluated, right? That doesn't cost anything. MyFICO.com, MyFICO.com. And you can get a credit report there. you're going to want to get pre-approved and pre-underwritten. That's an important issue, pre-approved and pre-underwritten. And not everybody does that pre-underwrite, but our friends over at Geneva Financial, they'll do that for you absolutely free. So get pre-underwritten. That way you know exactly what you're going to qualify for, and you can qualify quicker. And you can probably even do a same-as-cash loan or offer, not loan, same-as-cash offer. Right? So those are just a few of the benefits right there that you're wanting to take a look at. So home ownership month, let's get on that plan. And you have another option in here. One of them is go and get under contract buying that new home if you're pre-underwritten. And you go, and then you go and call us, Ron Siegel Radio Team 53. Right? So we put you in touch with a real estate professional who understands our program, because not all of them understand the program that we're doing. Right? And 53 days later, in almost all cases, you're going to get your cash for your sale of your house and the highest price the market will bear for that property. So at Team 53, all you have to do is send a message, team53@ronsiegelradio.com, team53@ronsiegelradio.com. It'll get to us. That's a real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564, SLT Home Digest 79564. So here's another question that we have all the time. What's motivating people to move right now? I see this one. We just shared this story on our social channels earlier this week. Americans moving for a variety of reasons. The health crisis truly reshaped our lifestyles and our needs. Spending so much more time in their current homes has driven many people to reconsider what homeownership means and what they find more valuable in their living spaces. According to the 2020 annual National Movers Study, quote, for customers who cited COVID-19 as an influence on their move in 2020, the top reasons associated with COVID-19 were concerns for personal and family health and well-being, 60%, desires to be closer to family, 59%, 57% moved due to changes in employment status or work arrangement, including the ability to work remotely, and 53% desired a lifestyle change or improvement of quality of life. With a new perspective on home ownership, here are some of the reasons why people are reconsidering where they live and making moves right now. Number one, working from home. Remote work became the new norm, and for some, it's persisting longer than initially expected. Many in the workforce today are discovering they do not need to live so close to the office anymore, and they can get more for their money if they move a little further outside the city limits. Apartment List notes, quote, the COVID pandemic has sparked a rebound in residential migration. Survey data suggests that 16% of American workers moved between April 2020 and April 2021, up from 14% in 2019, and the first increase in migration in over a decade. One of the major drivers in this trend is remote work, which expanded greatly in response to COVID and will remain prevalent even after the pandemic wanes. No longer tethered to a physical job site, remote workers were 53% more likely to move this past year than on-site workers. If you've tried to convert your guest room or dining room into a home office with minimal success, maybe time to find a larger home. The reality is your current house may not be optimally designed for this kind of space, making remote work very challenging. Number two, room for fitness and activities. Staying healthy and activity is a top American priority, and dreams of having space for a home gym are growing stronger. A recent survey of 4,538 adults from 122 countries noted the three fastest growing fitness trends amongst active adults: at-home fitness equipment up 50%, personal trainers, nutritionists up 48%, online fitness courses, classes, subscriptions up 17%. You may need room for these things. And number three, the outdoor space. Better Homes and Gardens recently released the outdoor living trends for this year. And three of them are outdoor kitchens. 60% of homeowners are looking to add outdoor kitchens. Edible garden. Millions of people began gardening during the pandemic. Secluded spaces. As outdoor activity increases, so does the need for privacy. You may not, however, currently have the space you need for the designated areas inside or out. Bottom line, again, if you need more room, if you're looking to move, if you need help with any of these things, give us a call, 800-306-1990. And as always, I ask, set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Big thanks to Josh, who's engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Let's go out. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.